In this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to do a file transfer from a link client when the UI is suppressed. You probably already know that the link client SDK includes a send file button control that allows you to start up a conversation with another client, pick a file, and then send that file to the other client. However, controls are not available when UI is suppressed, but the link model API is available. So you can build your own application, desktop or Silverlight, and you can use the link model API to replace the functionality that you lose when the UI is suppressed. The application I'm going to demonstrate in the next few minutes does the same thing that the send file button control does. The key bit is that the model API includes contextual data. So in your own application, you could use link model API to start a conversation with another client. You could use your own API to pick the file, and then you could use contextual data to send that file to the other client. The restriction is that the client that receives the file must have UI suppression turned off. You can send a file with suppression turned on, but you can't receive a file. My name is John Clarkson. I'm a technical writer with the Link Product Group. I'm going to demonstrate this application for you and show you a few key bits of the code. But before we get started, there's some web resources related to this issue that I want to show you.
First of all, I want to show you how it is we found out about this issue. One of our users posted a question to the Link Client Development Forum asking how to do file transfer under UI suppression, and nobody seemed to have an answer. And I thought about it over the next couple of weeks and decided it should be possible to use contextual data to do this, and found out, yes, indeed, you can. You can see 3,148 different people looked at this message, so apparently there's a lot of interest in how to do this. So that's how we came to do this demonstration. There's a couple of chunks of code in two other demos out on Channel 9 that I want to point you to. Code that's used in this demo also, and you may be able to get more information about the code by looking at those two other demos. First of all, sign into link with UI suppressed. A lot of the code I used for signing into the suppressed client on this demonstration was also used here, so you can go there for more information. And the second demo is passing an image file. A lot of the code I use for file import and export also shows up in here, very similar code. So feel free to look at this for more information. And also up on developer code samples on MSDN, if you type in link as a search string, the second code sample that comes up is the code sample for this very demo. So you can download this if you want to get the full code sample for this sample application. So this slide shows you what we're going to be doing. We'll be dealing with two different clients and using remote desktop to switch back and forth between the two. One of the clients is going to be using UI suppression. That'll be the one that we're sending from. And the other client, UI suppression is turned off. That'll be the target computer. And start off by sending an IM message to the target computer to open up the conversation. Then we'll send some initial context data to get the data channel opened up. And then we'll export and import an Excel workbook, and then we'll transfer a zip file. And all of this just by way of demonstrating that it's perfectly possible to do other file types. In the other demo that we looked at on Channel 9, we passed an image file. So we've got an image file, an Excel workbook, and now a zip file also that we're going to be transferring. Let's go ahead and run the demo. We'll transfer over to the sending computer, which is the one that where the client is UI suppressed, and I need to sign in, so I'll enter my password. You can see on Task Manager that the communicator.exe will appear midway through the sign-in process. There it is. And as soon as we get fully signed in, I'm going to send an IM message to the target computer. And there we go. So we'll switch over to the target computer and take a look. There's our IM message. Now we'll go back to the sending computer. And we're going to send initial context data. So I need to come up with a string to send, so I'll just send the current time and date. And then click Send Initial Data. And that little message right there is really from the target computer, because we're using remote desktop, we can see it. Shows us the amount of data that was received, which isn't very much. Click Display Initial Context, and it shows up back to the sending computer. Now we can go ahead and transfer files. So we'll start off with the Excel workbook. Click Open. You can see the amount of data that was received on the target machine. Click OK, and then click Transfer Excel to finish the import process. Says it's complete. Now back to the sending machine. We'll go ahead and send our zip file. Click Open. And again, you see that message from the target machine indicating a slightly smaller chunk of data was sent this time. And we'll click Transfer Zip to finish the import process. Now we can go ahead and take a look at the files that were sent in the file transfer. First of all, the workbook. See here, we just have a little bit of addition work done with some cells, and we'll go ahead and repeat that operation. You can see it's a perfectly functioning Excel workbook. And look at the zip file. It's got another Excel workbook in it. So we'll go back now to the sending computer, and we'll take a look at some of the code. I want to show you the send file method, which is right up here at the top. And this is very similar to the code in the image file transfer demo that we looked at on Channel 9. The difference is that in this case it's a WinForms application. In that case it was a Silverlight application. And now I want to show you the registry entry for this application. And the first thing you'll see is the GUID for the application, which of course needs to be identical between the clients on both ends. And then there's two values in the registry key. One is internal URL, which is the path to the application, and then the name value. And I want to be sure I don't shut things down here. I just want to get back to the target computer. There we go. Get the right button. And we'll take a look at some of the code in this application as well. I want to show you the conversation added event, which is right here in the middle. This is important because I can use the EventArgs object here to get the conversation object, which you need for contextual data. And then the context data received event, again we use the EventArgs object to get the data here. And in this case it's the string that contains the data to rebuild the files with, the imported data string or the imported data variable. And here in this click event we use that imported data variable to rebuild the Excel file, the Excel workbook. And in this click event down here we use that same variable, this time to rebuild the zip file. All this raises the question of how many additional tweaks would you need to make for other types of files, and this code is generic enough that I don't think there's too many changes you need to handle other file types. And then there's also the question of, well, what if my file is larger than 64K? Again, I don't really know, but you should be able to chunk it up on one end and put it back together on the other end, and that way get around the 64K limit.
Thanks, I hope you enjoyed the demo. If you want more information, take a look at the URL that will show up on the slide at the end.